Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Thursday, December 31st, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at why Ticketmaster will now be paying $10 million in fines, as well as Amazon's most recent podcast acquisition. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get started this morning, CEO of retail giant JCPenney, Jill Soltau, will be leaving the company today, according to the company's new owners, Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management. Ms. Soltau, who was previously the CEO of Joann Fabrics, was hired in 2018 in hopes she would turn around the company's decline. However, after the company's performance this year and how it handled the pandemic, the company's owners said they were looking for someone that is, quote, focused on modern retail, the consumer experience, and the goal of creating a sustainable and enduring JCPenney. In place of Ms. Soltau, Simon's chief investment officer, Stanley Shashua, will be serving as an interim CEO. In the meantime, the company began an executive search with their strategic partner, Authentic Brands Group. And for our second story this morning, the brokerage regulator group, the FINRA, reported yesterday that the investment banking company Morgan Stanley will be repaying $1.7 million to customers who invested into 529 plans. For a bit of context, 529 plans are a tax-advantaged account that can help pay for a number of different educational costs, like K-12 tuition. The FINRA created a share class initiative last year in order to crack down on firms that are selling funds with excessive fees with these accounts, which could cost those with 529s thousands of dollars. Morgan Stanley had apparently self-reported their error, but neither admitted or denied any misconduct. As for our third story today, the ticket distribution company Ticketmaster will now be paying $10 million in fines for illegally accessing a competitor's computer system after entering a plea deal yesterday with federal prosecutors in New York. The company apparently held division-wide summits in which employees would use stolen passwords to access their competitors' computers. Ticketmaster would also present strategies for executives that would benchmark their competing services and prices. The reason the company was able to access all of this information was because between 2013 and 2015, an employee of their competitor left the company, joined Ticketmaster, and had brought passwords and other valuable information with him. And for our next story today, Amazon announced it'll be acquiring the 4-year-old podcast company Wondery, which sees an influx of 10 million listeners per month. The deal values Wondery at about $300 million, and currently there is no specified closing date. The deal also follows Spotify's and Apple's recent endeavors to double down on their reach in the podcast industry, as well as Americans' growing interest in podcasts and audio media. And for our fifth and final story today, the NBA just had its best viewership in an opening week since 2012. There was an average of 3.4 million viewers between December 22nd and December 25th, with the Christmas Day game between the Lakers and the Mavericks averaging 7 million views on ABC. This level of viewership is a complete rebound from the NBA Finals earlier this year, which received their lowest level of viewership since 1994.
NBA opening night gives everyone hope. Every fan,
I love Toronto.
Purple and gold.
Every city.
Opening night is always something special.
Every team, every player.
Anyways, folks, that wraps up the last episode of the 5-Minute Drill in 2020. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Have a wonderful New Year's, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Friday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.